You are listening to Beefcake's Bootcamp, the last stop before deploying to the front lines in the fight against white genocide. All right, this is a podcast that I am very happy to talk about. It's a good thing when you have to tell your troops how to handle winning and how to recognize when you're winning. Let me point this out for just a second here. I actually have to make a podcast to help you guys recognize when you're winning. That's a good thing because I'm actually seeing you guys out there on the swarm winning. Sometimes you don't even realize it yourselves when you're winning, and that's the whole reason I'm making this podcast. It's a new thing for us. It's a new thing for pro-whites because our enemies have controlled the message for so long in front of that audience. They've kept that sleeping white titan asleep to the ongoing program of genocide, the conditions imposed on our race that leads to the destruction of our race via assimilation with whites and non-whites in all white countries and only white countries, and pro-whites not bringing that subject up when it needs to get brought up, and sticking to all the losing talking points, talking about black crime stats and three-page essays trying to prove that race, in fact, does exist in order to justify that we have a right to exist. And these are losing tactics, and there's so many losing tactics out there that pro-whites, we're not actually used to winning. So this is a new thing. This is what happens when you join the swarm. This is what happens when you learn to use the mantra. You actually start winning. You actually start winning the hearts and minds of these sleeping whites. You start waking them up to the program of genocide against their race. You start exposing the anti-white rhetoric and terminology as the genocide-advocating sickness that it happens to be. This mental illness caused by the religion of political correctness and wordism, you start pointing it out, and you start exposing these anti-whites as the genocidal maniac, yellow-eyed ghouls that they are in front of the audience, and all of a sudden you're winning. And now we're actually seeing people asking questions and coming back to the swarm with, what do I do when they ask this question or when they say this? And all of a sudden I read the question that they're coming back with, and they're actually asking the question, how do I handle winning? They just don't realize they've won, so I'm rephrasing their question a little bit. And I actually got some stuff here I copied and pasted into Microsoft Word. I normally don't go off a script, but sometimes I want to write something down so I don't miss any part of it. But we have a bugser with the handle name Roderick comes back in, and he asks the question. I hope I pronounced that right. I didn't butcher your name. Anyway, let me get to the what you said, because that's very important, and you said it very good, and you actually handled it all right too, by the way. But you asked a great question. You said an anti-white, when he had been pinned down on genocide, he went to ask you, if genocide is so obviously wrong, then it would be easy for you to explain why it's wrong to me. He just asked you to explain why genocide's wrong, and then you followed that up with, in front of an audience, you followed it up with a question. You said, are you actually asking me what is wrong with genocide? Good job. Roderick, if you're listening to this, you did good. That's a good response to that one. Now I'm actually going to go into a little bit of detail here on how we handle winning, because there are some things that I personally like best of all, like my favorite way of handling it. But you did all right with that one. But my favorite answer is to actually address the audience now. Now, normally, I love to answer any questions they have with a question that leads us back to genocide. However, when they have done something that is essentially they've just ran themselves through on their own argument, what I like to do is make the ultimate point about that in front of the audience, and then you can actually move on because you've actually achieved victory when they open themselves up to this. This is either when they justify genocide or they try insisting they don't know what's wrong with genocide, or they might say, I'm okay with the genocide of white people because white people deserve it so long as the genocide isn't violent. You know, and then you can point out that any conditions imposed on a race which leads to the destruction of that race is genocide. You are advocating genocide. And then you can leave it on that. But anyway, if they ask you what's so wrong with genocide, or what's wrong with the genocide, whether it's violent or if it's not violent, I mean, you know, if they ask these kinds of questions, if they ask you a question that is on the lines of what is wrong with genocide, my favorite answers to this are, Only a genocidal maniac would insist people need to prove to him that genocide is morally wrong. Or, you're asking me to explain to you why genocide is wrong? That is like advocating murder and demanding people explain to you why murder is wrong. And when I do these ones, that first one, only a genocidal maniac would insist people need to prove to him that genocide is morally wrong, I capitalized only and maniac. And in the other option, to answer it with, you're asking us to explain to you why genocide is wrong, that is like advocating murder and demanding people explain to you why murder is wrong, I like to capitalize genocide and wrong and murder and then wrong again. I like to capitalize those ones because you're pointing out that this is no different than a murderer asking the question, why is murder wrong? And now these two statements I made, these are statements. These aren't necessarily questions, because this is the one time I will deviate from the question format, is when I'm making a point and I'm pointing something out, not to the anti-white. I'm pointing it out to the audience. I'm stretching out my arms and turning my palms up towards the ceiling and turning to the audience on the theater stage, and I'm addressing them when I say these things. And then after I say one of those to that question, you know, them asking you what's wrong with genocide, we say, only a genocidal maniac would insist people need to prove to him that genocide is morally wrong, or you're asking us to explain to you why genocide is wrong? That is like advocating murder and demanding people explain to you why murder is wrong. Once you've done either of those, you've addressed the audience, you've made the big point, you've just completely exposed this anti-white as somebody who's advocating genocide. He's breaking international law, advocating genocide, and he doesn't even know what's wrong with it. And you point that out to the audience, you made a point of that, now it's time for you to leave the conversation. Trust me, anything that anti-white tries to do, if they try backpedaling, they're making a big mistake socially. If they try justifying their statement further, they're just digging themselves in deeper. Remember, you got 5 to 20, maybe more people lurking, reading these comments and these forum wars, these message board battles, and these comment sections where these things are taking place. You've got a lot more people reading than posting. That anti-white just lost the audience. All right, that the audience might not notice the 800-pound gorilla in the room when they say when they ask you what's wrong with genocide, but when you point out that only a maniac would ask people to prove to them what's wrong with genocide, you just made a point that audience will see, and that's why I like to use some caps, put things in capital, bold if possible, you know, so that it draws the audience's attention to it. But then you don't need to continue going in there and drawing out the anti-white anymore. You've already exposed them. You've already exposed the anti-white terminology as ultimately advocating genocide of our race. You've exposed it. The audience is now well aware that the anti-white's terminology is really just advocating genocide, and that this person is a genocidal maniac, and now they're going to associate all of that anti-white terminology that's been used to silence pro-whites for so long. The audience will now remember that is really boils down to advocating genocide. And so you've just made that point. It's now time for you to leave that discussion, leave that thread. The longer you stay in a fight that you've already won, the more chances you're giving yourself to accidentally tailgate or stick your foot in your mouth. So what we want to do is, once we have achieved victory in front of the audience in that thread, form, whatever, leave. It's time to go. That anti-white might come out. They might try threatening you. They might try saying white people deserve it, whatever. Nothing matters anymore. Once you've pointed out that this person doesn't even know genocide is wrong to the audience, and it's just like a murderer wondering what's wrong with murder, you point that out to the audience, this anti-white's never getting them back. Remember, most white people sitting on the fence, deep down inside, they are pro-white. They're just looking for, they're trying to come to terms with their reasoning behind it, or they need a way of articulating it so that they don't come off sounding like an evil racist Nazi who wants to clone Hitler and kill 6 million Jews and all that. You've just given it to them. You've just helped them see that these anti-whites really are just advocating genocide, and they'll be able to point that out too. Remember, they are learning to use the tactics they see that work. All right, they're afraid of opening up their mouths. This audience is afraid of opening up their mouths to take on the anti-whites because they're afraid of being called names. And you just showed them, you just gave them a tutorial that they can see in practice on exposing the anti-white as a genocidal maniac. Congratulations, you just won. It's time for you to move on, go to another thread somewhere else online. Because once you do that, once you expose that to the audience, you know, if you get a talk show host on a non-friendly territory radio show to make that mistake and try asking you what's wrong with a non-violent genocide or anything like that, once you get them to do that, you quick say your point about that's just like a murderer asking someone to explain why murder is wrong when they're asking us to explain to him why genocide is wrong. Hang up on him after you've made your statement. Let him dig his hole in deeper. Once you've won, once you've got that ghoul to come out into the light so people can see its glowing yellow eyes, you don't have to do anything else there. Because anything else that ghoul does is just going to expose things even more. They're done. They're finished. Finito. They cannot recover the audience. They cannot recapture the hearts and minds of that audience. They never had the hearts and minds of that audience to begin with, really. They just had them scared to open their mouth. But now they've exposed themselves as what they are. And the same thing goes where once you've drawn someone out and you say, what justifies conditions on my race that leads to the destruction of my race? What justifies a nonviolent genocide against whites? What justifies conditions on whites, even if they're nonviolent, that leads to the destruction of my race? What makes that okay? What have we done in our history that's so bad that the world is a better place if white people are blended out of existence? Ask them a question like that. You know, that, if you think the word genocide exposes the hook too much, I prefer to leave it in there. But if you can, you can cover it with using the definition of genocide under international law. What's okay about conditions imposed on my race that leads to my race being blended out of existence, and what makes the world a better place when white people no longer exist because of being blended out? What justifies this happening to my race? What makes that okay? You know, these kinds of questions. And then when they come out and they say because of what white people did in history or anything like that, now you set the hook. As soon as they start justifying genocide, as soon as they take that bait, you set the hook. You reel them in. I mean, we're talking, this is 10,000-pound test line with a 500-horse motor behind your reel. Okay, you're just gonna horse that fish out of the ocean. I don't care if it's a great white shark, a great anti-white shark. You're gonna horse them right out of the water with this one, because as soon as they take that bait and they try justifying genocide, when they tell you what we've done in our history to lose the right to preserve our own people, as soon as they do that, you know, you point out that they're justifying genocide. So all you got to do, quote them. And then capitalize and put in bold where you say you're justifying genocide. Capitalize justifying genocide. Thank you, you're justifying genocide. You made my point for me. Exclamation point. You're done there. You just reeled them in. They got the hook in their mouth and they're out of the water. They're out of the water in the net, sitting in the bottom of your boat. You just caught the anti-white fish. You just pulled them up out of the water. They're done. They're not getting away from you anymore. You just exposed that ghoul. He is in the light. Everyone sees him for what he is. So remember those, and that's the best way to win, is to get them to justify genocide. But you'll also recognize winning if they ask you what's wrong with a nonviolent genocide. Or even if they don't use the words nonviolent, if they insist that you tell them what's wrong with genocide, just point out what they just did to the audience. All you got to do is make a point about them having the audacity to ask what's wrong with genocide. That's just like a murderer asking what's wrong with murder. You make that point in front of the audience and leave. And when they justify genocide, as soon as they say, when you tell them what justifies conditions imposed on our race that leads to us being blended out of existence, you know, what makes the world a better place by eliminating white people, even if it's with nonviolent means? You know, these are really baited questions for them, because they want to answer it. They so want to answer and say why the world is a better place once evil whitey is blended out of existence, or how come it's a better place so long as a nonviolent genocide takes place. You don't need to say genocide's bad even if it's nonviolent. That's a given. The audience already understands that, Remember, most of that audience is deep down inside on your side. All you got to do is when they say, I'm okay with the genocide of whites so long as it's nonviolent, or they say, you guys lost the right to preserve your own race, when you ask them how we lost our right to preserve our own race, once they answer, well, the reason you lost that right was what you did to the Indians or black slavery or the Holocaust, however they answer that, don't go, you know, stay away from going down that line of reasoning to try proving why we haven't lost our right to exist. We never lost our right to exist. All you need to do is point out that they're justifying genocide. As soon as they say any statement that boldly indicates that they are justifying genocide, they don't have to use the word genocide in their response. They, when you ask them what justifies conditions imposed on my race that leads to the destruction of my race, what did our people do to lose the right to preserve our own race? You know, they can just say, well, you did this to the Indians, you did this, you did that. You need to justify your right to exist to me. I've seen that. I've seen an anti-white telling us that we needed to justify our right to exist to him. You just point out they're justifying genocide, or that only a maniac would try telling you that you need to justify your right to exist. You know, they, and when, once you've made that statement, once you've pointed out that they're actually like a murderer asking what's wrong with murder, or that they happen to be justifying genocide, or that they're insisting we justify our right to exist, you know, once you can point them out as a genocidal maniac, you've also pointed out every single statement they've said above, trying to pretend the situation isn't genocide. And trying to forget that our race even exists, trying to say that our race doesn't exist and that therefore genocide is impossible when they say races don't exist. They want to say assimilation isn't genocide. Once they're cornered into justifying that genocide and they go for it, once they take that bait, once you expose them that they are advocating genocide, you're done. You're done in that thread. Okay? Remember that. For the rest of you swarm members, if you see another Bugser out there and you're in a swarm, there's multiple ones of you guys that are on the same thread exposing the anti-white. As soon as you see one of the other swarm members call them out on justifying genocide, you guys are done there too. You guys, everyone move on. Remember, don't go in there. Remember that whole podcast, don't cock block your buddy. I know I Beefcake talks in crude terms. Yes, he does. Once that happens, don't stumble over each other or try to one-up the last Bugs member. We're not competing with each other. We're colleagues, okay? Remember that. We're not competing with each other. We are colleagues. Once you see anyone do that, and if one of your buddies fails to point it out, you jump on it too. You jump on it. If your buddy makes a mistake, don't hesitate to fire away the correct thing to do right there over your buddy's head if he makes a mistake and he tries and he accidentally starts tailgating or something like that and he starts trying to justify a right to exist. If you see your buddy make a mistake, you got to take out the enemy yourself. If you're in that thread too. And so whoever's the first one to point out, you just justified genocide, you're justifying genocide. Why do you support the genocide of white children, you genocidal maniac, you? You know, once someone points that out to the audience, and remember, you're addressing the audience when you point out that they just justified genocide. You're not talking to the anti-white. In fact, at no point are you really talking to them. You're really just bouncing points off of them for the audience. But you can do that with asking them questions until they justify genocide or until they demand that you justify our right to exist, or if they try saying there's nothing wrong with genocide or questioning what's wrong with genocide if it's nonviolent, anything like that, you just point out what they did to the audience. There's no justification for genocide. Genocide is genocide even if it's nonviolent. Any conditions imposed on a race that gets rid of that race is genocide, and that's wrong. Asking us what's wrong with that is just like a murderer asking what's wrong with murder. Anything that gets rid of an entire race of people is wrong. And you're a genocidal maniac for actually questioning that. However you point that out to the audience. My main point here is that you need to point out to the audience what they just did. When the opportunity comes up for you to point out to the audience that this person is advocating genocide, you have just won. Once they have given you the proof that you need in front of that audience by demanding you tell them what's wrong with a nonviolent genocide, or just, in the case Roderick put up, they didn't even say anything about nonviolent. He was demanding that we try telling him why genocide's wrong. He didn't even use the words nonviolent. Well, the reason I say nonviolent is because that's the way most of them are gonna ask that question. They're gonna try throwing in nonviolent to make it look like a nonviolent genocide is okay. And you still point out that's still wrong, and they can't say genocide of white people's okay since it's nonviolent. You're still advocating genocide. Okay, if they happen to not even put in the nonviolent words, you just point out that only a genocidal maniac would ask what's wrong with genocide, the same way only a psychopathic murderer is going to question what's wrong with murder. You made that point in front of the audience. Or if they tried justifying genocide with, you know, what justifies a double standard that eventually blends my race out of existence? What did my people do to lose the right to preserve our own race? And they say some bad thing white people did in history, you point out you're justifying genocide. The reason I'm repeating myself here, as always, folks, is because I want you guys to get this. And what we do here is repetitive. And speaking of repeating, once you've won, you recognize when you're winning. Recognize when you have an opportunity to call them out on advocating genocide in front of that audience and point out to the audience, you're now addressing the audience, that this anti-white is advocating genocide. Now it's time to move on, rinse, and repeat. Go somewhere else because you've already won. In this particular thread, once you see a bugs or win, once you see another swarm member using mantra talking points and they expose this anti-white as a genocidal maniac, you're done there. Keep up the good work, guys.
All right, platoon, that's it for today's lesson. I want you to go drop the mantra 50 times and report back.